Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 27. I am Dan Campos. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that U.S. military movements in Syria were revealed by location info available for acquisition from smartphone apps. The U.S. has taken some precautions like forbidding the use of TikTok from those in sensitive locations. But the number of apps collecting location data makes difficult to reach a complete solution, since this could mean not allowing the use of personal smartphones at all to overseas forces. Ars Technica sources say that the European Union will issue charges against Apple for anti-competitive behavior later this week. These charges are related to a complaint brought by Spotify about the 30% commission Apple takes for distributing the app through its iPhone App Store and forbidding apps from directing users to pay for subscriptions outside their platform. The case is one of the most high-profile antitrust cases in Europe against a US tech group. Google has secured a multi-year contract with Univision for artificial intelligence, machine learning, and cloud services. The Alphabet Inc. unit beat out rival services by packing its offering with benefits across its YouTube video platform, advertising, and search services. The deal value could top $1 billion over its 8-year run, according to a person familiar with the terms. Toyota Motor Corp. will acquire Lifting's self-driving technology unit for $550 million, as the Japanese company steps up its automation ambitions with the newly created Woven Planet division. This deal will give Toyota a direct presence in Silicon Valley and London, and will allow Lyft to become profitable sooner. Tesla Inc. posts a record quarterly profit, with its revenue for the first quarter jumping around 74% from the same period a year earlier to $10.4 billion, generating $438 million net profit, up from $16 million a year ago. Wall Street expected the company to report sales of about $10.5 billion and net income of $509 million from the January to March period, according to analysts surveyed by FactSet. Nicolas Curona, a web designer from Argentina, was able to buy Google's Argentina's domain while the site was out of action for a couple of hours last Wednesday. The domain was acquired for 270 pesos argentinos, or $2.90. Google Argentina told the BBC that, for a short term, the domain was acquired by someone else, but they could regain control of the domain very quickly. Nikkei sources say that Apple's next-gen processor, the M2, could arrive in MacBooks by the second half of this year, since it has reportedly gone into production. The chipsets will be produced by fab giant TSMC and will reportedly take at least 3 months before they can be integrated into the next generation of Apple computers. Spotify announced its paid podcast subscription product for the US today, with 12 independent shows and a collaboration program with NPR, in which they will publish a selection of their shows sponsor-free for paid subscribers. Podcasters won't have to pay Spotify anything for the first 2 years, however, they will have to cover the cost of transaction fees. Spotify is also increasing the price of many of its subscription plans this week across the world. In the UK, Spotify Student is increasing from £4.99 to £5.99, Duo is moving from £12.99 to £13.99, and the Family Plan is jumping from £14.99 to £16.99. In Europe, the student and duo plans are increasing by €1 each per month to €5.99 and €12.99, and the family plan is also increasing from €14.99 to €17.99 per month. In the US, family plan will go from $14.99 to $15.99 per month, being the only plan that has an increment in its price. Hackers with the Babook Locker ransomware gang claim to have stolen 250 gigabytes of internal documents belonging to the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. The stolen documents include intelligence on urban gang activity, local police informants, and disciplinary files on the MPD's officers. WhatsApp is testing a 24-hour option for disappearing messages. This feature is under development and it will be available in future updates for iOS, Android, and web versions, and will allow the sender to enable or disable disappearing messages for personal and group chats. Roku might be the leader in streaming devices in the US, but is falling behind in other markets, according to a new report from a streaming media intelligence company, Conviva, which shows Roku losing out to smart TV makers like Samsung and LG, particularly in South America. The report also shows that viewing has shifted from mobile to the big screen, from prime time to anytime, and from live to on demand. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find weekly headlines in Spanish in Noticias de Tecnología Express. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.